This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We talked taxes up at the top a little bit, Lynette, Neela, and I. This week, the House approved a draft 2018 budget, the first step toward a comprehensive tax overhaul, one key Republican plank of which is corporate tax reform. But it's going to be no small lift to get to the 15% corporate tax rate that President Trump has promised, down from the 35% rate that is today. We asked Marketplace's Adrian Hill to do the math on this one for us.
I've got a handy little formula for you. Each percentage point the government cuts the corporate tax rate costs about $100 billion in government revenue over a decade, give or take. So cutting the corporate tax rate by 20 percentage points, 20 times 100 billion, gets you to $2 trillion. That's a 5% reduction in total federal revenue. Joseph Rosenberg is with the Urban Brookings Tax Policy Center.
In my opinion, it's overly ambitious to the point of being unrealistic.
Scott Greenberg from the Tax Foundation says there could be economic benefits to cutting the corporate tax rate, but even then, it'll cost us.
The revenue loss from cutting the corporate rate could be as small as, say, $60 or $50 billion for each percentage point reduction.
So $50 or $60 billion times 20, that's still $1 to $1.2 trillion. Greenberg thinks it might be possible to get to that 15% rate.
But that would mean a lot of difficult choices about how to offset the cost of that.
Which tax provisions to take out, which spending to cut. Experts think a corporate rate somewhere in the 20s might be more achievable. But even then, you gotta remember that statutory tax rate isn't the rate corporations actually pay after deductions and other tax breaks. In a study out in March, the CBO calculated the average corporate tax rate was closer to 29%. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.